Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At noon in the nation's capital. We're on quite a roll today, and thanks to all of you. You've been highly competitive today, and why not? Spirits are high, Juneteenth celebration, and we've got some business to handle. Bottom of the hour, and that is to stop an 11-game losing streak with our Nats. And I haven't heard of Curly W. Need one. Dire need. Don't want to be talked about establishing records going in the wrong direction. And there's a game six. There's a game six. The Halliburton. Look, you're not going to know. They're not going to be ignorant enough to tell you his status. I would do exactly what they're doing. And that makes. And if I'm OKC, I'm anticipating the change. And I don't care who they play. Because you start worrying about the opponent, you get your behind beaten. Handle your business with your team, and OKC wouldn't have to worry about anything. They've got it all on their side if they handle their business. And I think it's been that way pretty much all year, but they got to finish it. Because Indiana is a hard out. What more they got to show you? They went to game one, went to your house and took one from you. That's the establisher. Okay. All right. We get it. They wouldn't be where they are right now. Look what they had to go through to get to this game. It's a 2-game season now. Unless it's the Bulls and it's MJ, then hey, everybody else has got to be accounted for. We got to be able to work out and figure it out. David, out of Massachusetts, what say you?
Sir, how we doing?
We're good, man. We're good. We're competitive. I'm excited about the Nationals getting the Curly W. I don't want to be reporting tragedy. And if they keep playing the way they're playing, I'll end up having to report tragedy.
Doc, sir, I hear you. I understand. I'm just sitting here thinking about the Turner family. Are we going the Moneyball side? Or are we going to open up the checkbooks and go play with the big boys like the Yankees and the Dodgers?
Well, I wouldn't equate our markets being similar. But I understand what you're saying. Then we got to force somebody to get out of their comfort zone. They've been doing business a long while the way they're doing it, and they've won doing it their way. I would settle for them going back to doing that. In other words, we had Scherzer, we had big money guys. They spent money before. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've gone back to that yet. You're asking them to exceed what they did doing the Scherzer era. I don't think that's going to happen.
I believe I heard it was called Lightning in a Bottle, 2019 mm-hmm. season. Which is great and all.
Yeah.
But if that's what we're going to rely on, then what, we're going to see a championship every 25, 20, 15 years? And I just think this city deserves more. That's all I got for you, sir.
I appreciate you, man. And I can't argue with you. I just know I'm uncomfortable spending somebody else's money, when they were doing all the deferred payments and guys pushing money. That's their money. People accepted it, but they had talent, man. Look how many ballers they had. So they had the secret sauce. We know they're capable. We've seen them do it. Now, do I feel like they're not in the mood to do it again? Heck yes. Because if they were, they already done it. To me, they're waiting on a deal to happen. And as a fan, I don't want to be in that city when somebody's making a financial decision. But I can't hate them for doing that. They're taking care of their family. I just want to be entertained. So I'm going to lose that battle. Because they're going to take care of their family. And you just hope that you get an owner or a different group in here that's hungry enough to commit to win, to satisfy you. Everybody can't be pleased. I'm convinced of that. Especially if I'm them and I've already taken you to the mountaintop. It's not like I haven't done it. It's not like I haven't spent money. You know I've spent money. But it's in a way now, it just doesn't feel the same. Something does not feel right. And the people that have commented about it, or rightful to do it, we all have been in a class. It doesn't mean the teacher doesn't know what they're saying. The question is the teacher connecting with the students? And if the student gets a D or F, is it the fault of the instructor or a bad student? That's where we're at right now. You've got some young talent. That's clear. We can see that. Didn't we just talk about an hour ago, three potential all-stars? Youngsters? So it's not like there's an empty barrel. But what we are tentative to really uncover is that, do you want to be in the baseball business or not? That I cannot state with clarity. I want somebody who wants to be in the business, that really wants to do it. But then again, Bennett, what am I talking about? These people are in this to make money. I'm not mad. How can I be angry at them? Am I supposed to be angry at somebody for making money the way they want to make money? I got to be honest with you. How much did the stadium cost them? How much? Zero. What?
Nothing.
Right? I just think we got to come clean on this. 4 games in a row. I mean, that's going to sound real stupid. I'm telling you. Some of you are never going to understand this. But you lose 3 or 4 games in there, don't be surprised if the showers are cold. Yeah, don't be surprised, because I have to find a way to get your attention. I just cannot continue to serve you filet mignon and lobster, and you lose 11 damn games in a row. So who's going to get their attention? Who's going to get the job done? Or do we not have anybody capable of ringing the bell that loud? If that's the case, then so be it. But you can't walk away from this and say, whatever. We ain't going to just do nothing. That I have a problem with. fan base has been pretty loyal. Did they get a bad job, bad the pandemic? We've gone over this over and over. Yeah, they did. Nobody did that to them on purpose. Have they recovered from losing some of the game's best? Yeah, they have. Done a pretty damn good job at it, too. But now this. Now this. It was close to 500. Now this? I don't know, Slim. I do know this. You're not going to be able to talk your way out of this one. I don't care who you are. You can't talk your way out of this. Got to be able to play your way out of this. Jonesy, K9. Holler at me. Correct me if I need to be corrected. Don't be shy.
No, Doc. No. I mean, if we shifting blame as far as the national goes, okay, we got to go in accordance. The players got to play. They're getting paid. I mean, if you're showing up, you said time and time again, if you're showing up at the pay window, tell me what I'm paying for.
Oh, yeah, that's my attitude. No question.
Yeah. Most definitely. Tell me what I'm paying for. Coaches need to cook, okay? I need to understand if I'm the owner, hey, is my coach losing the locker room, or is he bringing my young bulls up like he's supposed to? Training staff in court as well. Last but not least, I've got to help out my man Mike Rizzo. You got to give him the checkbook and say, hey, go get us what we need or what you think we need.
Mm-hmm.
As the owners, you got to figure this thing out too. Because it's one thing to be entertained, but you got to put something in front of me to entertain me with. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm feeling.
Everybody's job is tough, and Rizzo is a beast. And Davey, we got great people, but they're not getting great results.
Nope.
So we got to be able to fix that. Like I said, if I was in the game, I wouldn't have direct deposit in my organization. Especially if my team is tripping. You got to come pick your checks up personally. Because I got to look you in your face when you... I'm passing out checks as large as some of these checks. And you going 0 for 4? Are you bobbling balls, running behind base? I want to look you in your eyes when I pass you that big check you getting. So you have to come in and pick my... Some of them wouldn't even come pick theirs up. That's why I would hand pass mine off. I'd hand you your check. You had to come get mine. Because some of you wouldn't even come in. Some of the bank robbers that we've had on the football side of it, suppose they had done that. My God, people wouldn't even, they wouldn't even have drove to the park. Pick up a check. So we'll see. Yeah, there's a lot more games. But today is big, man. This is what the pressure is about. Now let's flip it. How about you, the opponent? What do you think the opponent is thinking right now? You know how much these poor big kids were teased? I mean, just earlier, 20 games ago? That's all you heard, man. The worst. Imagine being the worst, being in last place in something.
Well, where the Rockies were.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And now you got a chance to shed that and push it on another team and let them be ridiculed. So we got something going. It's not the kind of drama we hoped for. It ain't game 6 drama, but it is some drama, and we want to strap. We've got an 11 game. We got to snap this, man. Got to snap. Appreciate you, dog. Good hearing from you. Don't rib it up too hard. And it is great. Ben, do you cook?
Here and there.
So that's a no. Okay, good. Are you an indoor guy or outdoor guy in the summer for eating?
Outdoor. If the sun's out, I like the outdoors.
Okay. All right. Just trying to reveal a little bit more your DNA to the public, you know, so they... Is Jeff still hanging on? Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Not much. They need to fire the bum. He's been terrible since he's got here. He won a World Series. They got hot in July. Tired of it.
How long you been following? How long you been a Nats guy?
I've been a baseball guy for almost 50 years or more.
Okay. I feel your pain.
Ridiculous.
So who's out? Who would you? Okay, we put you in charge right now. So the learner group comes to you right now. Say, Jeff, we will now put you in charge of this. What are the first three things you're going to do?
First, I want somebody who's going to be able to work with these young kids. Positive attitude. Mm-hmm. And start bringing the youngins up. Start bringing the youngins up. The old guys aren't doing it. That's the first thing I try to do. Mm-hmm. And just change, just basically like the Commanders did, change the attitude in the room.
What the Commanders did.
Yes.
They stripped it down to the nubs. That's ownership, GM, head coach, trainers. They ran the whole show out. So what are you saying?
That's what learners need to sell. Leon's okay. Wants to buy. They need to sell.
Okay.
He will do the job. I'm fed up. You know, it's terrible.
It's
terrible.
Authentic. I mean, this is not a skit. Now I understand it. It pisses you off because you've invested a lot into it. You're emotionally invested in it. It's embarrassing. I mean, 11 game streak. I don't even want to report it. I want it to end.
You're playing.
I need a victory.
Should turn everything around. The team you're playing right now should turn things around, and it's not. You know.
Yeah, this caught me a little bit off guard. Do you feel like that caught off guard a little bit? I thought we had enough talent to kind of propel the motion to move us in the right direction. I think is a better way of saying it. Sure. I mean, you're seeing the big kid knocking the ball out of the park, Kenzie. We look like we have some guys that are – we had three potential all-stars, I thought.
Yeah, the foundation's there. I think the voice in the room needs to change.
Brother, I appreciate your passion, man. That was not a commercial. Thank you so much for that. Jeff bringing it strong to the mic. Love that, man. Love the passion. Got to go to break, man. I got to stay on Bennett's good side. Stay with us right here on Overtime. DOC and Big B back in a moment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The question with B. Mitch and Finley are, what course are they at? It might be a separate courses. what hole are they playing, what club is in their hand, and whether or not it was a birdie or an eagle. That'd be the best way to describe those two guys. And God bless them, have a lot of fun, because that's truly what it's all about. We've had fun, and it's been a blast, because it's been real. The vibes, we need a curly W. That goes without saying. We got a game 6. We had a lot of real emotion today, because people judge this as a sports town or not. It is for real about sports. Tony from Rockville, welcome home.
What's going on, dog father?
Oh, my God. It's big time.
Hey, man, you can't escape me, Slim. First of all, look here. We ain't going to never be like y'all, all right?
That's, no, man.
First of all, you got to remember, Slim, with the sorry quarterbacks we had last year and going on a 5-game losing streak, they still went to the playoffs. With Russell and Sierra and all them, man. Come on, man.
We're taping all this. I hope it don't happen to you, but I think you're going to go down hard. I'm telling you, man, it's not easy. We went through it for 24 years.
Yeah, but, Doc, that's
y'all, man.
And
I just think you're headed toward it. Tony, when's the last time you guys won a playoff game?
Oh, you probably had hair, Slim.
But I'm just saying, you're not realizing, you don't want to accept reality. It's done.
Doc, you got to get in it to win it, though. I mean, if you ain't in it, you can't win it, right?
No, hey, man, I'm just telling you. You're driving a used vehicle, man.
I still got the warranty, Slim.
Yeah, but your car, I'm telling you, man, you're rolling your windows up manually. I'm telling
you. Look here, let me get off there for a minute. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm about mad as I don't know what about y'all not getting your stadium at RFK, because they over there Bojangling talking about, July 15th, that joint should have been done. And they over there playing. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. My aunt used to have joints up in there, up in row ZZ. If people know, row ZZ is the last row before you can sit on the top of the stadium. And that's where all the weed just came up in the air. But, man, other than that, you have a happy Juneteenth. I'm glad they let a brother work on Juneteenth. Ain't that something? They ain't bring my man on all year, and then they going to let him on the black man's holiday work. You take it easy, baby.
Thank God there is a holiday. I appreciate that. Tony, is Tony still with us from Rockville? Oh, that was big, Tony. You know, I just want to say, if ever that clown calls you back again, I always put big in front of his name, then I will avoid him. It was Scott. Did Scott return? Or Scott must have gotten a wreck. Let me go down to 757, because this brother here, he's a Hall of Fame talent. Paulie, what's up, brother?
It's the Diggy Diggy Doctor.
Oh, man.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man. I knew if I had Rooster on, it would get you out. That would get you out.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. Hey, listen. Big Tony did a great job at deflecting, didn't he?
I know it.
He got off that.
He's in denial.
Hey, listen. As quick as he got off that Aaron Rodgers thing, as quick as Aaron Rodgers is going to be off the field this year, man.
I know. I don't want to be this kind of person to want this on somebody, but I cannot wait to see Big Tony. He ain't going to handle it like we handled it. We handled it with dignity. We fought hard. It was embarrassing, but he's going to be a wreck. And you know what I think he's going to do? He's going to be a recluse. We showed up. We took it every week. He's going to quit. We're not going to hear from him.
The one position and one person that needs to be invested with the team is the quarterback. And we all know Aaron Rodgers is only invested in himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they ain't going to work, man. But I wanted to get on this NBA thing, Doc. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I agree like 120% with you. I'm starting McCollum tonight.
Yes.
You know, and because you got to get off to a fast start. Mm-hmm. You got to get off to a fast start, and you got to – take it to OKC, man. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not in disagreeing with Haliburton playing. Bring him off the bench. Spot his minutes up. You know, but mm-hmm. to start this game out, you want to be You want to be, you know, full steam ahead. And Indiana's not a one-man team. This is not Haliburton and the rest of the guys. No, this is, you know, a full squad of players. And I think Rick Carlisle's a smart coach to realize that and understand that, man. Because honestly, if you give out an award for MVP for coaches for the playoffs, it definitely goes to Rick Carlisle. So win or lose this series. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm definitely in agreement with that one, man. To go ahead and start TJ and bring Haliburton off the bench and spot his minutes up, man, and let's push this to a game seven. Because I've been telling everybody, like, if you have these same group of players, right, for both teams, and you put a Lakers jersey on one team and a Boston jersey on another team, we'll be talking about one of the greatest finals of all time, man. Because this has been a very entertaining series.
You nailed it. I mean? So, and that's our fault. Hey, that's not their fault. That's on us.
What it is the real sports fans like us, we know and we see that. But, you know, when you talk about greats and all that, that's what you're talking about with the casual sports fans. The casual sports fans don't realize that. And it's all good, though. But we still can enjoy it, though, man.
Hey, Doc, I'm not. Look, it's good. Hey, man.
I love you, man.
Good to hear your voice. Hey, is G okay?
Happy Juneteenth. Hey, G, good, man. G enjoying his Juneteenth, man. He good. You know what that means. He got a left hand.
Oh, I know exactly what that means.
Hey, he don't smoke cigarettes unless in his left hand.
Yeah, no, I understand that, man. Shout out to G from the shop. It's all good, man. It's always better when I hear from one of the original OGs. Say that again, Bennett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Water boy all day, all man. Right. Hail to the W, Doc.
Yeah, hail to the W. And playoffs are coming up, and you know the D.C. Divas in the playoff run. My man Scott Jackson and I, we'll be back on the microphones for that next week. And, man, playoffs, hey, man, I didn't get a chance to give the WNBA they roses. Not only was it artful, it was physical. I mean, it was crazy. And I love it that the game elevation and skill, but the fire. I'm amazed at how people get shocked when the women get into sports and it gets physical. When you growing up, who's whooping your behind? Who's controlling everything in your house? That ain't nothing new. Man, you need to back off, man. I loved it. I don't know how much you got to see it or not, Bennett, but it was the Sun and Indiana, Caitlin Clark, and them girls, and she's tough. And she talks trash. I love it. She's edgy. They're all edgy. And they're not going to be punked. And honestly, the dudes need to take some of this from them. I love it. I mean, it's a great watch. You talk about development, Mystics. That's development. See, when you're young, your rookies, 2 out of 3 that are active, you can see the progression. That's moving in the right direction. This NBA draft, we're going to see. There's so much going on right now. But I have to stay focused. See, that's why I can't go all around across the league, all doing sport. I have to stay focused on us. Because, see, I got a little lackadaisical. Boom, 11 games. So I had to refocus. We have got to put all our attention on the Curly W's. We got to get W. We have to get this W. Could have been otherwise, I'll start thinking you're the jinx. Because last time we worked together, weren't they losing? I don't know. It's time to toss that ball around, though, and get it straight, because we need a Curly W. And Charlie and Dave are going to give all that the action, but they don't step in on the diamond. This has got to be done on the field. On the field. So I appreciate all of y'all that balled out with us. Cock-a-doodle-doo to the rooster. As always, he was priceless in being with us. Let's get all on the same page. And let's go get a W, and let's do this again next time. Go Nat.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.